From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Calder's Badge by Will C. Knott. Now let's begin with Calder's Badge. Chapter 1. Wolf Calder flicked his cigarette into the baked dust of Main Street. The rider leading the four saddled mounts was now heading for the Green River County Savings Association. This was the fifth strange rider in Green River in less than an hour, and the other four had just crowded into the bank. In the shadow of the hotel porch, Wolf removed the marshal's badge from his vest and pocketed it. Then he snugged down his black, flat-crowned Stetson and stepped off the low porch and angled casually across the street. He was a tall, lean man with a crooked tilt to his wide shoulders, dressed in a clean white cotton shirt under his vest and faded Levi's tucked into scuffed half-boots. A black eye patch covered his right eye, and the long scar that ran back from it all the way to his ear gave that side of his face a worn, bent look. Gaining the wooden sidewalk in front of Seth Mabry's barbershop, he walked without haste toward the bank's entrance. A covey of elderly females swept out of Ida's dress shop and went all fluttery when they saw him approaching. He greeted them solemnly, touching the brim of his hat to them, then waited for them to move well on down the street before he continued on to the bank's entrance. There had been no time for Wolf to alert his deputy. The rider leading the horses was now only a few stores down from the bank. If Wolf waited, the gang might bolt from the bank and start hurrahing the town, possibly injuring townspeople. Wolf took a step back from the entrance, drew his Colt, and kicked open the bank's door.